Okay, so which, what's the name of the guy who's getting the more work done?
The tractor.
Tractor's getting more work done, right?
Right.
But who's working the hardest? Which man is working the hardest?
This one.
No.
The farmer. The farmer. All himself.
Okay, yeah. And where's... And which horse is working the hardest?
That one.
That one.
Because there's only one horse. Yeah. There's no comparison anyway, is there? Okay, ready to turn the page?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's all about work.
Yeah.
This is what Daddy does every
the
day.
The big
which is harder? Which is harder work?
This.
That one.
Why
this one.
No, no, that's not hard work.
This one.
Because it doesn't have any motor.
Right.
Right.
Which is harder? A harder way to do it?
That one.
That guy, because he doesn't have a motor.
Right.
Which is the harder way to do it?
That one.
That one.
Because okay. He does have a barrel.
Okay, which right. is the guy that gets more work done?
That guy, and that guy.
Right, the guys yeah. who do it, who it's easy to do, and they get a lot of work done, right?
Yeah.
Because what do they have to help them?
A machine.
Or?
A barrel.
Or wheels, right?
Yeah.
Either a motor or wheels.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know who this man?
A set of wheels.
Yeah. Do you know who this man was?
Why does it fall? Johnny Appleseed.
No.
Yeah, huh?
Uh-uh.
Who?
Isaac Newton.
Look at Johnny Appleseed.
Do you know why? Because he was the man who thought about gravity. He's the man who discovered that things fall.
What do you think? Why does it fall?
What's this man's name,
because
Marky?
Because nothing's falling on. Holding on to it.
Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
Was a great discoverer of all the
I'm
things
I'm not
that
talking
fall.
About him. The reason why they fall yeah. is because nothing's holding them up, so the center of gravity is pulling them down.
And the center of gravity, where is the center of gravity in our world?
Right. Like right in the center of the Earth.
Very good, Ross. Where'd you learn that?
Mr. Wizard's World.
Wonderful. Okay, now why do they come down? Oh, sorry, Ross, read that.
Why do they come down?
Okay.
Because this one, it holds this piece of air so the air catches it up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he loses air up on top,
right.
So he catches more and floats down. And because of the center of gravity pulls her down.
Okay, now
him,
Mark.
And him with that too.
Mm-hmm. Wait, let Mark do this one. This is a tough one. What happened here, Marky? Can you tell me the whole story? What happened here?
You nail these on here.
A kid was playing.
Uh huh.
And he sat on here real hard.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And what happened?
He fell.
Shelf fell down.
Yeah.
And see that? It pulled out of the wall. See those little nails? It pulled out of the wall. See that?
Yeah.
You think his father's going to be mad?
Uh-huh.
When he lands.
Okay. Mm. Now this is Ross's turn to read.
Okay. How does it fall? How does it get up? The way it falls is because...
No, like, why does it fall?
Why does it fall? Because the center of gravity is like just...
Pulling it down, right?
Pulling it down. And because... because he's like... Fighting against the center of gravity to get up.
Very good. And what does he use to fight against the center of gravity?
His muscles and his bones.
Right, the muscles pull
and
on the bones.
And the muscles and the bones and the heart are all together fighting with the center of gravity.
Right, and that makes him act like a little missile that goes zoop and he jumps up top.
Yeah.
How come he lands on his right feet?
Because, the center of gravity, when you land, seems to like want you to land on your feet.
And cats are made that way.
Yeah.
Cats are made so that when they're falling,
they land on their right feet.
Because their little muscles
and
pull their feet around.
And they always land on their
No,
feet.
This is Marky's turn. Okay, we're going to see this, Marky?
Yeah.
Why does it go down?
Because there's a hole in it.
Uh-huh. And it runs down. Water always runs downhill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why does this go down?
Uh-huh.
Because the girl picks it off, takes it with her hand, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, that, Marky got easy
what
ones.
What lifts it up?
Marky has to do this one. Mark does this one. What lifts it up?
A person that has a spoon.
Very good. Or a fork, right?
Or a fork, yeah.
Okay. How about what lifts this up, Marky?
This.
It's a big pitchfork.
A pitchfork, yeah.
Okay, now Ross gets this one. What lifts this up?
A machine.
What's the name of that machine?
A crane.
Mm-hmm. I knew what you said, crane.
Insufficient.
It's not.
Investigation.
What investigation?
Crane.
What makes it go up?
Now we're going to learn what makes things go up. You guys ready?
Because the fire is burning a hole through the ground, and the ground is going to burn a hole. Like maybe the fire is like pushing the missile up.
You're right, Ron.
And fighting.
It pushes against it.
Yeah, it pushes against the ground to push this thing up.
Same thing over here. Air pushes against the other air.
Yeah.
But it's actually what's happening is not just pushing against the ground, which is very important.
It's like it's not burning the hole, only the it's like
how a balloon goes up in the air.
It shoots and it tries to shoot up, and maybe sometimes it shoots down.
The underwear is up. Yeah. You're not going to go around. You're not going to go to the office like that, I hope. Okay. Now, can you tell me what this says, Russ?
What can it magnet lift? What can a magnet lift?
Now, Mark has to answer.
I like it.
Yeah. What can a magnet lift, Mark?
Needles.
Yeah. What else?
This.
Junk.
Junk iron.
What does everything that the magnet lifts have to be made of?
I know.
Okay, because Ross's turn to guess, okay?
Okay.
What has to be made of?
Steel or like metal?
Iron.
Yeah, iron.
Because steel is made of iron, okay?
Yeah.
Has to be made of iron.
But it won't lift.
Would it lift pennies, Mark?
Huh?
Yeah. Will it lift pennies? No, because they don't have iron and they're made of copper.
Right.
Would it lift a balloon?
No.
Why?
Because it doesn't have copper.
Doesn't have iron. Will it lift a leaf?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't have iron.
Will it lift old junky cars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
They're made of iron.
Iron and steel. Yeah. Steel is iron that you put in a hot fire.
Yeah.
Okay. What is this? We're shooting things.
I want to see this.
This is the principle of jets that are shooting. And this is the principle of pushing things. These are different, and this is the magnets, okay?
Dad.
Is this enough for today? You want to stop?
Hey, Dad, you know what?
I want to do all of it.
I really like to take lessons in bow and arrow things.
Oh, they're going to when they decide it's safer.
When all the crazy kids are out.
Yeah, I think so. Too many crazy kids this time.
I know. Too many kids.
Too many kids in this group?
Yeah.
Goes Mark.
I hope a lot of kids... Hey, where did you get those socks?
Who knows? Okay, now let's do the rest of this later, okay?
You know how to buy them.
You ready to take a break?
Little baby.
Should we take a break, Mark?
Okay. Like I said, don't lock him in this toilet. In other words, he had to close the toilet lid so that the cat wouldn't jump in. I said, you have to close it so the cat doesn't jump in. And then he said, yeah, I have to close one more toilet. And he looked and said, oh, that toilet lid is locked. It was already closed, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about, how old did you say the cat was?
Zero.
And then he said, then he's going to be three. And then?
No, two, one.
And then he's going to be two, and then he's going to be three, and then he's going to be four, which is as old as I am, right? How do you say?
Then he's going to be four, and that's how old I am.
That's how old I am. And he's going to be five, and that's how old Ross was. And then he's going to be six, and that's how old Ross is. And then he's going to be seven. And how old is that, Marky?
Four days.
I know. 1, 2, 3. Marky asked if we could have a baby girl, and I said only if we got a little orphan. We adopt an orphan.
I want to do that.
So what's an orphan? I said we want somebody who's mommy and
daddy. I want to
and then
I want
to
do that.
He said, I want to stay with you guys. I don't want to go. Only, I don't want to pack up and run away. Marky go out, take the mail out to the mailbox and put up the flag, and he got out there and he saw the flag was up, and he came back in and said, reported to me. I didn't have to put up the flag because it was already up. Right, Mark? Did you put the letters in the box?
Yeah.
Was there anything else in there?
You know what was in there?
What?
Another letter.
To who?
For someone else.
For someone else. Incredible.
Well, it had the same sticker on it.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Okay, now. I'm going to get some waffles for Rossi, okay? Ross was talking about getting some toys at the store. He said, Dad, I got a whole bunch of money, and I can buy some toys. And I said, well, how would you like to use your money to buy some G.I. Joe pants? And he said, no, you use your money and buy that. And I said, no, I'm not going to use it. And he said, oh, no problem. Anytime I go over to Joey's, what do you say? Nope.
What?
What do you say? Whenever you go to Joey's, you can...
Always wear his...
Always wear his G.I. Joe pants. So no problem.
Brian has a question.
And after... He told Rossi Mark that the box on the side of the telephone pole was a transformer. Told him that was a transformer, and Marty said, it doesn't change into anything, it can't be a transformer, as he thought transformers were only the transformer toy. I asked Ross if anybody has to go pee, he said, not me, besides we do have a bathroom there, don't we? We're going down to work, and he knows that there's a restroom down at CMU.
Hey, Dad!
He could go to. Yeah, Ross?
Did you know that, Jimmy has been at camp all these days, and just yesterday he got five girlfriends.
Five girlfriends?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't know that.
All in this, all inside.
All inside one?
All inside.
Five girlfriends?
He's got five girlfriends.
Oh, they just started to tease him, I bet.
No, they just
they really love
like
him.
Them.
They really? That's great.
What? I got five girlfriends.
Is that what he said? Wow, incredible. That's too many, I think, because you can't handle all those.
I know, that's why I gave him one of my weapons. Uh-huh. It's a stick with a Y. It's a Y.
He's got to watch out with those.
Yeah. And I gave him a rubber band and find some rocks.
So he won't get ruined by all those girls, right?
Yeah, he'll go pew, pew, pew.
Right.
And I got some weapons, you know, those Chinese stars.
Yeah. Those will work great.
Yeah.
Great ones. Okay. So he can protect himself against all
yeah,
those girls, right?
Yeah, me, Mark, and I think...
Jerry, yeah.
Me, Mark, and I think that Danny are his guards.
Mm-hmm. How old is Jerry?
Danny.
Danny, or Jerry. Is there a Jerry or Danny?
No.
Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
How old is he?
Six.
Well, he needs help.
What?
He's one of the young kids, right, in your group?
Yeah, but he's not the one who has a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Which is the one that has the girlfriends?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. How old is Jimmy?
Six. He's the same size as I am.
And he needs help.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys better help him. Okay, here's your brush.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my thing. Said, I'm glad we're going to wear seat belts every day. Or no. And I said, what do you mean? What do you mean no? And he said, if we don't, you know what? What would happen if we don't, Mark?
The policeman will put the parent in jail.
The policeman will put the parent in jail. I just finished telling them that if parents didn't put seatbelts on their kids, they get sent to jail. And people that don't have seatbelts on have to pay $50. I was talking about whether he wanted a motorcycle. What kind of bike did you want?
Those are electric bikes for us.
dirt bike, you know, those miniature bikes for us kids that run motors. You mean not a motorcycle, but a motorbike?
Yeah.
A motorbike?
Yeah.
And then he said, are those actually for kids our age? And I said, no, they're for kids a little bit older, right, Ross? Do you want a motorbike or a dirt bike?
Either one.
Either one. Good. I 13th, or actually 14th. Coming. It was short when we went from Eastmont to the Carnegie Museum, and we went past the road that went up to our road. And you know what? What, Ross?
William said that his cousin. He said that his cousin lived in Churchill.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. What's his cousin's name? William said that his cousin lived in Churchill. Uh-huh. Well, Ross, it's the reason it's taking so long right now to get here is because there are not as many kids yelling on the bus.
I know.
And so you think that things are happening real slowly. And Mark fell asleep, right? Poor little Marky. We'll have to leave him in the car, I guess, huh? Can't do that. Pick him up real quietly and take him up to take a nap, right? He loves to take naps in cars.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Especially over where the paper is.
Right. Could you fix this paper for him so it's not all bent up? Said I get Shen Lake pool, the fantasy pool, and the wave pool all mixed up. They're all pools that I know, that's why. He doesn't really get them mixed up, he just says that because he says they're related. You don't really get them too mixed up, do you?
No.
No. He asked Ross, how much money do you have? And he said, $5.15. And I said, do you think that'll be enough for what you need? And he said, well, you're going to add some money, aren't you?
$5 and,
Mm-hmm. Didn't you get some dimes?
Yeah. How much is it?
Didn't you get some dimes from?
Yeah, but
I think you got another 20 cents probably. So about $5.35, right?
$5 and what's 15 with 5?
20.
And what's okay? $5.30.
Yeah, very good. Because Mark, you've got 2 dimes and you got 1 dime, right?
No, he gave me 3 dimes.
Wow, he earned a lot of money. Didn't you earn 1 dime, 1 nickel? Now, Mark also did extra art, so he gets 1 more quarter.
Oh, you can give it to Mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So what is,
Well, wait, is Mark going to give it to you?
What? Yeah.
Are you
what
sure?
He already did.
He already did.
What is
30? It's July 20th, and last night I was at Jane and Ian's, and Mark was asking me for some water, and I said, just go over to Ian and say, may I have some water, please? So I said that a couple of times. Just go over and say, may I have some water, please? So Mark went over to Ian and said, I know you don't have any water, right? Yes or no?
So yes or no is something that he learns from me. I do it when I'm very impatient. I just want a straight answer, yes or no. That obviously is he changed Mary's nice way of formulating it into I know you don't have any water, etc. They just totally messed up the nice setup Mary gave him. He asked, will this kitty die too? I told him, remember teacher, she said she died. He said, will this kitty die too? And I said, only when you get old and have a mustache like daddy. And he said, will I be able? Then he stopped and said, someday will I have to shave off my mustache? Okay, what do you want to say?
I need that.
Mommy went, got in here, walk, walk, walk. That's what she did. He's looking at me.
Keep going.
I'm kissing him on my lap.
Kissing him on his lap.
That's what I said.
It's better without saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. When the guy,
Oh, it's really better with that sound, really.
This tape is metal. What a. Kitty.
Go up to the bed.
No, I want my snack.
What do you want to eat, Mark?
Want my peanuts. Yum, yum. And yummy, yum, yum, yum water.
Yummy water. Come on, I'll give it to you. Come on. Ross said, you know what? Some person in this family has been very forgetful. They leave the toilets open. And I said, I think that person's name might be Mark. And he said, yeah, I think it might be. The point is that they're not supposed to because Cat might jump in.
Mark said, I think it's too early in the morning to be a cowboy. I take off my hat and I take off my belt and I take out my guns. And then I'm a lad. And then he said, what is a lad? And I said, a lad is a boy. And he said, and then I'm a lad and because he made a pun. And he said, I saw some people and I saw Cinnamon. And I said, did you see Cinnamon's boy, his owner? And Mark said, yeah. And I said, was he running? And Mark said, running. He was jogging.